Then I'll take us to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 13. This is about the story of Lot and Abraham. When God called Abraham, did God call Lot? No. But what did Abraham do? He called Lot. He took Lot along. Did God stop Abraham? No. Right? God called Abraham. Go to the land, I will show you. And he said, I leave my nephew behind. He called him. They went together with his wife Sarah. What led me to this point is that I want to say to you today, child of God, allow water to find its course. What does that mean? Can someone tell me? How do you understand that? Allow things to happen naturally. Allow things to take its natural course. As a child of God, you know, we human beings, we are always tempted to look for a solution. It's not everything that you have to jump on the train to look for the solution. Allow God to work things out for you. Amen. This is very, very important. This is where we're stopping today. And we're reading the book of Genesis chapter 13, verse 1. Then Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. I want to jump to verse 5. Lot also, who went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. 6. Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together, for their possession was so great that they could not dwell together. 7. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock, the Canaanites and the Perizzites that dwell in the land. 8. So Abraham said to Lot, please, let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Verse 9. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left. This is a man that knows who he is. Our men, our mothers, do you know who you are? It's not my last name that defines me, you know that. What defines me is that I'm a child of God. I'm anointed of God. I'm a called of God. Wherever I go, that's where God goes. Whatever I do, that's what God does. It's not that I attract, it actually follows me because of who I am in God. This is how we're supposed to see ourselves. Whatever you lay your hands on shall do what? Shall prosper. That is what it's telling us. Abraham did not have to struggle. He had nothing. He knew what he was. He would not struggle. He said, if you choose left, I will go to right. If you choose right, I will go to the left. I don't care. And that's where Lot took. He took the place that was good. Lot of resources. That's where he took. And Abraham still did not covet. He said, I'm sticking to my point. You go this way, it's okay. He's rich, it's okay. But I know I am a carrier of God's covenant. So, sons and daughters of God, this is where we are stopping today. That you make yourself a carrier of God's covenant. And the water will start to find its. The right individual that is needed for your life, Lord will send him or her into your life. Amen?